dip 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 dip. All right, so here's the deal. We'll make it a true free-for-all Friday, like a true daily double. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. I've got a couple of letters from the editors, or excuse me, from the listeners. Not letters from the editors, letters from you to me, which is like a letter to the editor, all right? So we'll get to those. But first, I got to thank Dewey. I think Dewey is the name. I got to go back and just double-check real quick. But I think it was Dewey that said, hey, Gruber, I heard you talking about this earlier. And he sent me a note about the meat-eating caterpillar. It's called a hickory tussock moth caterpillar. And it's kind of whitish, yellowish with black. That's exactly what was on my back. There it is. He has caught the suspect. So I'm out on the property. If you missed this earlier, I'm out on my property here, I don't know, a couple of days ago. And I jump on my all-terrain vehicle deal, this Yamaha Rhino, and I race across the property. I'm driving out across it, and suddenly my back starts to itch and scratch. It feels like I'm getting poked. I haven't even gotten off the vehicle yet. I haven't been into anything. And I get up, and I brush my back, and this caterpillar falls to the ground there. And it's kind of a yellowish with black. And, well, I just looked at it, and guess what? These things are venomous, and they live in Michigan. A lot of them, apparently. They're venomous, and the caterpillar's no stranger here. And it can create a huge rash, which I got welts all over my back. I mean, huge, welted area, all red and scratchy and itchy, and I'm putting lotion on it and taking Benadryl just to fight the meat-eating caterpillar. And there you have it. Dewey, thank you for the lesson. It's very uncomfortable, apparently, and it was on the back of my shirt. And the problem is, like an idiot, I went home, showered, and threw my T-shirt back on. Got me twice, because whatever was in his meat-eating attitude, his tentacles or whatever, his hairs, got me twice. That's how smart I am. All right, so to the mailbag I go. And again, if you want to jump on the line and tell me how you feel about, well, meat-eating caterpillars or Donald Trump or the Democrat push to impeach, let me know. Here's from Mary. Mary writes this: Alyssa Slotkin voted with the other freshman Democrats to impeach President Trump. She is my member of Congress. My question is, who will run against her? We need to have Mike Rogers restart his campaign against her now. Well, Mary, I don't think that Mike Rogers is coming back. Mike Bishop, however, unknown. He is the former member of Congress that held that seat for three terms or four, whatever it was, for a period of time. Mike Bishop might have a really good shot at this, because I go around, I talk to people, lots of people, even Democrats. They're like, impeachment, what a mess. We don't want to go down that road. Democrats, I know, they're like, Not a lot of support out there. You know, okay, so he talked to the Ukrainian president, and so what? Well, he's trying to interfere in the 2020 election. People don't see it that way. Democrats can say it all they want. He has to look into Joe Biden and mostly Joe Biden's kid and what he was doing back in 2015 and 16, making millions of dollars in Ukraine in what looks like and smells like something a little fishy. All right. 888-900-9966 if you're so inclined. Here's a letter from Ron. Ron writes, here are some factors that you're missing, Steve, with the impeachment discussions. If Trump is impeached, Pence becomes president. However, the Democrats are already going after him and have a plan to get rid of him as well. Well, that won't happen, but they could try. If that happens, that puts Pelosi in line, and she quite possibly will bring along Hillary Clinton, which has been the long-term plan all along. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't, Ron, I don't know. By impeaching Trump, they'll have the talking point that they removed the world's greatest enemy, repeated ad nauseum by the media going into the 2020 election cycle. It's do or die for them. That I agree with you, Ron. It is do or die. They feel they have nothing to lose and have to go full speed ahead. That's true. They have no message to run on. The Democratic Socialist message is a losing one. Ask around. Even your left-leaning friends don't like it. They need to do all of this before any investigations into the FISA request, Clinton emails, Biden's misdeeds, and all the other illegal activity they've been doing for 10 years. They have to stop all of this at any cost. Ron, thank you, Ron. I don't disagree with you. Let's go to Gary. Gary's checking in from Hazel Park today on the hotline. Again, it's 888-900-9966. Gary, how are you?
Hey, brother. I'm doing just fine. I'm recovering from surgery, and it went just fine.
Good. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is the basket of deplorables all by himself. This man ought to be stripped of his chairmanship and flogged in every city in America for what he did. He stands before the nation and the world as a chairman in Congress and, you know, just does a song and dance. People listen to him. People believe what he says. He shapes the minds and attitudes of millions. And it's unbelievable what he did.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't shape the minds and attitudes of even more than three or four. But, Gary, I appreciate it. And I agree with you. The whole thing that he did, going out there and lying blatantly about what Trump said, creating stuff out of whole cloth, completely inappropriate. And I agree with you, Gary. Thank you for calling.
You bet.
There you have it. 888-900-9966. Gary was from Hazel Park listening today. Here's more. This comes from Mike. Mike writes a lot. He often has good commentary. Here are his questions. Who outside the halls of Congress provide oversight of representatives and senators? If you have a corrupt or subversive politician in Washington, who is it that can initiate an investigation? Or is this just another example of Congress self-governance? I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it, Mike. It's Congress is in charge of policing Congress. What could possibly go wrong with that? Hey, remember this. When you retire, your paycheck's going to stop, but the bills aren't. You'll still have to pay your utilities. You'll still have to pay your health care. And, yes, you still have to pay taxes. And if you have a 401k or an IRA, you have to figure out how to convert those to usable cash. Mike Douglas and Bruce Van Hall are here to help you. They're here to help you at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Let Mike and Bruce set you on a path so you have financial security going forward. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Get a hold of them today. You tell them I sent you on over. It's the Steve Rivers Show. Final thoughts after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.